welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. And as usual, I am joined in the studio with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. I love your fancy new microphone.
I know. I'm really happy. The boss has got it for me.
Nostalgic.
Instead of giving me a raise, they just got me a nice microphone.
You guys can't see it, but it's a vintage-looking microphone.
Mm-hmm. I feel really cool. I feel like it helps my radio voice just a little bit. So, well, we're going to have a great show today. What guest did you bring with us today?
Well, today we have Angela Stalkup with Ladies Who Launch. We have Jill Mastro Giacomo with Offices at 1100 Peachtree. And we're going to start our show today with Desiree Scales with Bella Web Design.
Welcome, Desiree.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon.
I am doing absolutely great. First of all, I just want to say, I was telling Jessica, I was like, I love your card.
Thank you.
It's one of the best cards I've seen. I think you win best card. Sorry.
Nice.
It's got some bling on it. I love it.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. A lot of graphic design and print design, web design. Who knew, right?
Yeah.
Well, just tell us a little bit about your company then.
Sure. My company is Bella Web Design. We've been building websites and online digital marketing for 15 years. I feel like I've been doing this forever and since I was, 3 years old. but no, we have a lot of fun and just help people with their online presence and make sure that they understand that it's more than just a website these days. There's social media, there's marketing automation, and, we help them with all of that.
Well, let's talk about the marketing part, because that really is really huge, and it's sort of like the Wild West right now, marketing online.
Yeah. Well, and, again, once you build a website, great. You've got a presence, and that's really important. But, you have to take it to the next level. And social media has been that next level for a long time. But now there's another level that people don't even realize it's there, and that's called marketing automation. Once you get all of these leads coming in from your site, and once you, build your social media presence, how do you keep in touch with people? And I tell all business owners that their most important asset in their business is their newsletter list of their clients, their potential clients. It's a gold mine that mm-hmm. they can really, find a lot of gold within that list.
Well, how would they go about finding that goal in the list or gold in the list?
Well, basically, after they've attracted some leads to their site from different channels, you have to have what's called a lead magnet. And that lead magnet can be an ebook, it can be a report, something that people want to download and give you their name and their email address. And that's how you start to generate that list. And also, talk to your clients, ask them to be on your newsletter list. But then it's about content. And really delivering valuable educational content to your clients, things that will help them go farther in their business.
So I can't go to that black market dealer anymore and get my huge list of a million email lists and just plug them all in and send it out to them?
No.
They probably won't appreciate that very much.
Not at all. And you know what? It's against the law. Yeah. It's against spam laws. Yeah. And you will be shut down if you do that. Mm. You will not be able to email from your particular email address. Don't do that.
And never add people to your newsletter without them asking to be, because mm-hmm. that happens to me more often than it should. I go to a networking event and get a business card, and next thing I know, I'm on their new. I'm like, I don't even
know. Yeah, that's a red flag.
We don't know each other yet.
Right. That doesn't work. Oh, you mean I can't add you to my list after the show? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm already on your list.
I know.
They think the permission is by getting the business card.
No, right. That's not really. No. And, and the laws are becoming even more strict where you have to double opt in, meaning that once somebody actually gives you their information on your site, you have to ask them again, hey, did you really mean to get on my list?
Yeah.
And then you're safe.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. called a double opt in.
Okay.
Nice.
So we've properly got people on our list.
Right.
We have amazing content. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I turn that into money?
Okay. So basically, a lot of people, we call this a life cycle marketing. And basically, a lot of people forget about their current clients. There are clients that you can upsell your services to. Also, ask for referrals. Again, this is the gold in your list. You can do this manually you can send out emails to everybody manually. Let's say you have a list of 7,000 and you just send out these emails and you don't want to spam them. I'm not saying send them out every week,
right?
Unless they've asked for it. But there are ways to automate this process, which are ingenious. Mm-hmm. There's software out there that helps you, customer relationship management software, CRM, and it helps you automate the process of staying in front of your clients and enticing them with special offers, enticing them with classes. Maybe you want to give a special class. Mm-hmm. Lunch and learns are great. And then, you know, you can also ask them, if, let's say you've done a project for somebody or, you know, give them, sold them a product. You really want to go back to them and ask them for the referral. Hey, did you have, how did you feel about what we did? Did you enjoy it? Did the product serve you? Did mm-hmm. you really enjoy, you know, the service? And then you give them a little bit of a survey, and based on how they answered the questions, you can automatically generate, if they're happy, there's a score. It's called a Net Promoter Score. You're going to be hearing a lot about that in the mm-hmm. future. So based on questions from 1 to 10, if they're happy, you ask for a referral automatically.
Yeah.
Based on if they give you a 9 or 10. Now, if they give you a 1 or 2,
right.
This software will tell you to call them. It will actually send you an email. Hey, you scored low with this client. Give them a call.
Wow.
How powerful is that?
Mm-hmm. That's really powerful there. Yeah. It's like Skynet. Just
So it's pretty cool.
So basically, you do everything from building someone's website and telling them how to use it to leverage their business.
Absolutely.
So can you walk me through a customer engagement? How do you get your customers, and how do you walk them through the process?
Sure. We've been very fortunate to be in this business for 15 years. So we have a lot of clients send us referrals. That's, you know, one of the number one ways that we get clients. And we also have a very strong search engine optimization background. So we've been on the first page of Google for Atlanta Web Design for 15 years, which is unheard of.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? My site is very active. I'm always putting blog posts up there, mm-hmm. always making changes, putting on videos. Don't be afraid of video. That's another message I want to get out there because it's powerful. People want to see your personality and your essence.
Yeah,
it makes a big difference. So, you know, after we attract our own clients and then we build the site for them, we go back and say, hey, you know, that was phase one. Are you ready for another phase, taking this to the next level? So we'll start talking to them about their personal life cycle and personalize a marketing automation plan for their business.
Wow.
That is absolutely amazing. I have to think you have some really talented people on your team to be able to do that.
Yes, we do. And I work with my husband, and we've worked together for 15 years, and we're still haven't killed each other yet. Rob, I love you. And Rob is my rock. He's awesome. And then we've got great designers and writers that work with our, you know, it's not just about web design. It's not just about graphics. It's also about content. And we have the writers who can help create that content for our clients if they're not comfortable with that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. To have people write the content for you, because that's a struggle for a lot of us.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, I still believe that the owner is the expert, and they really need to have their input. Even if you have somebody write for you, make sure you're looking over it. Don't just trust them to capture your voice.
Right.
You know, and make sure that your voice is there, because
I
people want to hear
that.
From you.
Definitely. Yeah. With social media management, they Absolutely. Still need to be involved. They need to make sure that they're being properly represented.
And, right.
Yeah.
So how do you find the right web designers and graphic designers for your company? I've been learning recently. My girlfriend has like a million job interviews in graphic design. How do you find the right talent? Because that's actually – I didn't know how big of a growing pool it is. People are poaching people left and right and trying to upstage each other. It's absolutely crazy.
It is. There's a lot of competition out there, and there's a lot of talent out there. You know, we look at the Art Institute of Atlanta. We look at SCAD. We also have a lot of referrals from current designers, believe it or not, who know people. I mean, designers hang together, you know, so they know other designers that are needing work. So they're not afraid to help bring on other people.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is really cool.
It is. Yeah.
That's something I see with the meeting planner world and also the design world, is that they all try to help each other out. They don't try to push you down. And I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I know it's mainly women, so it might just be something that women are better at helping each other out, and guys are just going to kick you when you're down and try to climb
Maybe,
over
I
you.
Don't know.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. We'll go with that? Okay.
That's right.
Sounds good.
Desiree, how do people reach out to you and get in contact with your company?
Sure. Our website is www.bellawebdesign.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Desiree Scales, my full name, or Google me. I love to be Googled, so.
Well, thank you so much. That was some great information, and thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Jessica. Thanks for having me. I'm really honored.
Thank you.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Jill. I'm not even going to attempt like Jessica. how do you pronounce your last name for our listeners?
Mastro Giacomo.
Mastro Giacomo. There, I got it right.
Yeah, it's just how it looks.
I did that. This is going to be the first show that I don't mess up someone's name.
Really? It's just intimidating because it's long.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about your company.
So I work for offices at 1100 Peachtree. The primary business of the company is we run out office suites, virtual offices, mail service, phone service. We have a location in Midtown on Peachtree Street, 1100. And we are going into our next phase of promoting our meeting space. So we have various sized meeting rooms, mostly executive boardroom style, all different sizes. And then we have a couple of open spaces where we can configure the room however is best to fit the client.
That's cool. Well, talk about this popular thing that's really, I feel like I'm hearing a lot more, is this virtual office space. What is that for our listeners?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. So I don't actually handle the office side. The virtual office services are we have a receptionist that'll answer the phone for you and transfer the calls, and then you basically have a place to come in and work from.
Do you have mail service as well for clients?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mail service. If a client wants an address in Atlanta, mm-hmm. we can provide that for them.
I think everybody
forwarding.
Wants an 1100 Peachtree address.
Yeah, exactly.
Sexy. Yeah. Yeah.
I could be at home eating Cheetos and my boxers and everything. And people think I'm the hot shot.
That's right.
That sounds
exactly
awesome.
Right. We've been there for not quite even a year yet. I think it opened in August, so the space is brand new. And then we have sister properties, Crown Office Suites, another one in Midtown, Downtown, and also Buckhead. So, yeah, any want to address in any of those Atlanta zip codes?
All right. Yeah. Well, I know who to go to. Now I have a person. All right.
Yes. Unfortunately, John Lane couldn't be here today, but he is our center manager for our two Midtown locations, and he could help anybody with any of their needs.
Well, next time, we'll definitely get him in here.
Yes, yes.
So let's talk about this meeting space a little bit and tell me a little bit about it.
So at our offices at 1100, we have a large open space that can accommodate up to 174 people theater style. We say 70 people comfortably classroom style. AV is all built in as far as microphone and podium, the projector, the drop screen. And then we have four executive board rooms, one for six people, one for eight people, one for 10, and one up to 20.
Can anyone rent these out, or are they just available for people in the office?
Nope, anybody can rent them out. So that's what we're really trying to make aware.
All right.
There's no membership. Or there is membership as well, or no?
No membership.
No membership.
Mm-mm. Wow.
No, we give our clients a little bit of a discount for being our client, but otherwise we can rent them out to the public, anybody that's interested.
Mm. Who do you normally find is the main clientele that ends up renting out those either conference rooms or the meeting space?
Well, the boardrooms have been very popular for startup businesses and companies that want to get their, businesses out there, law offices, depositions, like
yeah,
that.
That's a great space for that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The larger space, I would say meeting planners. I mean, event and meeting planners is who I reach out to. Anybody that wants to do a training or a seminar or anything like that, we are very involved with the ACVB.
Okay.
Different conventions and conferences that are coming into the area, we can help them. A lot of times they do need side space for their people.
Do you have catering available?
We do not have in-house catering, which is kind of good because we allow outside food and beverage, and I can coordinate that as well as an added service. So we have a partnership with a few key catering companies that I've worked with a lot in the past, and they helped. They help me with anything I need.
So it seems like a lot of these office spaces and meeting spaces are popping up, and people are trying to use that business model. How do you guys really set yourself apart from all your other competitors?
We don't have the membership, like Jessica was saying. We can rent them out to the public. Our customer service, I would say, is definitely number one. We can be flexible with the client, whatever the client needs. We're not, we have our guidelines, but nothing's written in stone. We really just try to go above and beyond to accommodate the client. And like I said, that goes with arranging if you need catering, whether it's just coffee, beverage service, or lunch, or cocktails, or whatever, we can help with that at no additional cost. So.
Okay. Do you have any package plans for people that know that they're going to do something quarterly, or they're going to do something monthly? Or?
So we're brand new at this. Our space has been open for just a few months now. So we are working through that to see what works out best. We do have package plans for our boardrooms for the smaller spaces. We have, if you think you're going to be doing 5 days a month, 10 days a month, unlimited, we have a monthly package price that we can offer for that. And that gives you a choice of any of our locations too, whether it's our other Midtown location, downtown, or Buckhead.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So we have that. As far as the larger meeting space, we kind of just take that case by case. I'm talking with somebody now that wants to set up a quarterly seminar. So we're just kind of working with them and seeing what we can do for them.
Is there a venue fee for the larger open space?
Room rental?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a room rental rate, but in that includes the AV. We don't charge additional.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for outside food and beverage, we don't charge any additional fee for that either. Wow. So it's really a great deal. It's definitely a nice alternative to a hotel meeting room because you usually have a food and beverage minimum and all that, and we don't have any of that nonsense.
Sounds absolutely perfect for all these new startup companies in Atlanta that want to have a cool event for all their people, but they don't have the bankroll to really support going into Sheraton or the Hyatt.
Right. Exactly.
Seems like a great space for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times,
and there's a lot of those in Atlanta.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of times if they're choosing a hotel, they have to they don't get a deal unless they have a group block of guest rooms. And, if you're local, why do you need a group block of guest rooms? So we can give you a good deal anyway.
Well, that sounds absolutely perfect. Do you guys have any future plans? You're saying you guys are new at this. Do you have any battle strategy going into the future or what's coming on up next?
Yeah, this is brand new. We're winging it. No, I'm just kidding. We actually are working on space, more space downtown. We don't have any finalized plans. It's been getting finalized for a while now, so I shouldn't mention where exactly. But I'm excited about that because there's going to be a whole lot more space to work with. Open as well as the executive boardroom style, which I'm excited about just from coming from the special events background and being able to change it up for whatever the client needs.
Awesome. So how do you guys really help these different people get business? Or
As far as
just helping the companies out, either the small offices or having people group events come in, how does that help them grow their business?
Well, it brings awareness to their company, for sure, and what they offer, number one, I would say.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So I heard a rumor, I don't know if it's true, I told my friends about it, that if listeners book a meeting room with you guys today, they will get a free bottle of rum, and I'm hoping it's Captain Morgan.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
being very mysterious about it. So when people do want to go out and book rooms and get rum and party, right. How do they reach out and contact you guys about your services?
So our website is offices@1100peachtree.com, offices@1100peachtree.com. We're actually working on getting a brand new website, lot better than what we have right now. It was kind of just a startup website that we wanted to get out there right away. Or you can call the office at 404-692-5411, and we'd be happy to help you there. Again, John Lane is our center manager and can help out with any questions on office space or mail service, phone service, virtual offices, anything like that, and I can help you on the meeting room side.
Well, I don't know if you know it. I know someone that does websites. I'm very connected.
Might that
I wish we... I met you.
Yeah, but see, I can help her with her marketing automation plan now.
Well, you know, I was thinking that when you were talking about SEO and all that, because, you know, I'm not sure how much our new website builder is into that.
Right.
So.
And I just got my certification with Infusionsoft. That just happened. So that was very big for me this week. There's only 200 of us in the world.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so
very good. Congratulations.
Very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, last up on Meeting Pros, and definitely not least, we have Angela C. Stalkup with Ladies Who Launch and upcoming author, I hear.
Yes. I'm one of these slash entrepreneurs. So, you know, I have Ladies Who Launch, I have Angela Stalkup Group, LLC, and now I have the Curvy Entrepreneur book coming out.
I love it. I love all the names.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I'm addicted to the cute name. So, but it goes a long way.
So what do these ladies launch?
Right. So, ladies who are launching businesses. So Ladies Who Launch is a national organization. I'm responsible for the Atlanta community here. And it's actually a global organization for women starting businesses. And basically, at any stage of launch, but given the fact that we have the word launch in our title, we're particularly looking at people who are – at women who are just getting started, who are in the first couple of years of business – or who perhaps are micro entrepreneurs. They have businesses that are solopreneurs or very small businesses, and they're looking to connect with potential clients and customers for their business.
Well, I think that's absolutely huge because women that are going out and starting their own business, it's really tough for them. And I think Jessica can relate with me. My mom and my stepmom, both started their own businesses, and Jessica's mom did as well. And it's just, it's tougher. It's getting easier today than it was when I was a kid, but it's still really tough, and people, it's a lot of stuff they have to navigate. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I I always call myself the accidental entrepreneur. I got drawn into entrepreneurship in 1994, which someone pointed out to me was 19 years ago, which means I must have started when I was 10 years old, because clearly, I was a child prodigy. But I don't know how I've been doing this for 20 years. But when I started, there was nothing. And, I did a lot of work, with different companies on different levels and really never ran into any other women who were business owners for many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got really discouraged by that. And I would go to conferences and so forth. And I just happened to stumble upon Ladies Who Launch about 6 years ago. And what I loved about it was the opportunity for women to come together in community to support one another. The beautiful thing is in the last 6 years, there's been an explosion of communities of women that
huge.
Are coming together. And I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Women actually like to help one another rather than cut one another up.
I know.
And, it's Sarah Blakely, who is, Atlanta's own
billionaire,
entrepreneur, model. Yay, Spanx. although curse Spanx. But, she's famous for saying when she first started her business in 2001, that people said to her, particularly men would say, oh, it's cutthroat and you're going to have to go to war. And she said, I don't want to have to kill anybody.
Right.
And she said, that's not why I want to be in business. I just want to do good work and help people. And I think this is really all of business is moving to this model of co-opetition, collaborative competition.
Love
we
that.
Can work together. But it doesn't mean that we're not competitive. It doesn't mean that women aren't competitive.
Right.
But we know how to check that and come together.
You guys can channel that and make both businesses better instead of having to say, well, we only have this one or this one.
Yes. So. And getting back to this concept of when you know your niche, when you know your market, then really, do you really have competitors? And you can grow your industry. So, with Ladies Who Launch, with what I'm doing with Curvy Entrepreneur and my other things – providing opportunities for women to connect, to collaborate, to get to know one another in a supportive environment, in a reciprocal environment, rather than this sort of notion of, oh, let's just shove business cards at one another, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how does this work? How do women join this? And is it a big network? Can they reach out to anyone they want to ask advice? Is it collaborative? How does it work?
Yeah. So Ladies Who Launch, ladieswholaunch.com. So not Ladies Who Lunch, Ladies Who Launch. Clearly a play on that. But you go to the website. We have local communities and a national organization. So, you know, it's a membership community. However, right now, we don't limit it to any sort of member requirement. Everything is open to anybody with the price of a ticket. One of our core offerings is our workshop, is our four-week launch workshop called the Incubator Intensive. And it's a small group sort of collaborative opportunity to come together and either launch a business or launch a new part of your business, where no more than 10 of us sitting around a table for 2 hours for four consecutive weeks, everybody works in everyone else's business. So rather than just coming in and working on your own business, you're working on the businesses of the other women.
Well, I have to think that as you're helping them with their business, you're actually improving your business too. You're like, oh my God, that's such a great idea. Yeah. She's doing that. I could do this. So I think the collaboration really helps people.
And that's the trick of it. You know, and that's the secret sauce of it, is that, you know, a lot of times we get shut down working on our own stuff, mm-hmm. but we can really look at somebody else's business. We can look at somebody and say, oh, you could do this and this. And as we're doing that, we start thinking, oh, secretly, I could do that too.
Helps you take a step back.
Exactly. Right?
It's really a mind game that you play on yourself, but it's amazing how that you know, they say creativity is contagious. Getting together with a group of people and just sharing ideas, it's amazing what it does for your own business.
Yeah, creativity is definitely a muscle that you have to exercise mm-hmm. regularly. Like if you're a creative person, you have to exercise it.
Yeah.
And I love that I've been planning events for you at the cafe back in the day for Ladies Who Launch. Mm-hmm.
It's true. And in fact, Jessica and I, we go way back. This is a great full circle moment.
I know.
And that, you know, we for years we were at a Cafe Intermezzo, and Jessica was basically helping us run the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and I'm like, maybe I could launch
maybe
myself.
You could.
It's contagious. I tell you, it's contagious. And now here I am, Jessica with her own business doing great. And so, I mean, it's just, again, it's this notion of sometimes all you have to do is see somebody else who's doing something that you want to do. I mean, you have your mom, you have this, but when you are able just to look at other people and you think, gosh, they're doing it, it can give you the confidence that you need to be able to put yourself out there and take a risk.
Yeah.
Definitely. And the risk is the hardest part, because normally when you're talking to people that have their corporate jobs, you're like, hey, I want to start a business. Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. They're very negative energy around that. But when you're surrounded in a group of people that are mm-hmm. like-minded and go-getters and like, yeah, go do that. And, you know, you might fail, but then you get right back up and you learn a lot from it. So
yeah,
I think that's
naysayers
just awesome.
Are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they
really
will.
Are.
They'll tell you,
they'll
yo, don't
cut
do that.
You down.
No, keep your 9-to-5. No, no.
Exactly. And sometimes it's the people that love us the most.
Yes,
and
that's
it comes
so true.
From a place of love. It's not necessarily that they're trying to tear us down. They're just so afraid for us.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't want to see you fail. And this is why you have to have a community. You know, of course, I'm going to promote Ladies Who Launch, but I'm like, find your people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Find your people that are not going to say to you when you say, I've got this new idea, are you sure you want to do that? Mm. This is tough time. You know, you need to have the people like, yes, how are you going to do this? How are we going to make this happen? And that's the big differentiator. Then, you know, then when you're successful, you can say to your family, thanks for your support.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Angela, what would you say is the biggest pitfall that women entrepreneurs fall into?
Well, I think there's some challenges that are unique to women in this, and a big one being this sort of lack of role models and this lack of community, lack of opportunities to connect. There was a big study done through NYU about the barriers of women starting businesses. They came up with 12, but there are three top ones. And one was access to networks, one was access to education, and the third one, which I think is most important, was lack of confidence. And so it's this idea that if you have education and networks, meaning networks of people for resources and information, not just networking, right, but how do you find out what you need to know? If you have those things, then you will be confident. And so it's this idea that sometimes we just have to take a step out there and get over ourselves. There's mm-hmm. this fear.
Definitely.
There was another study done that I find interesting that a woman, that typically women have to be in their industry for 15 years before they will claim to be an expert. And wow. And I'm like, most guys can be in an industry for 15 minutes and they're claiming to be an expert.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a big problem.
I mean, think about it. Read one book. I got two brothers. They read one book. They're experts, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we tend to be like, well, I'm not really an expert. Yes, you are. I tell you, most people are an expert in something. And so being able to claim that expertise, that's a big thing mm-hmm. that I see as a barrier. This is why coming together, connecting with other women and, just other business owners in general who have been where you are, who can give you that connection to those networks and that resources and can put you on a path, right? That's going to make all the difference. That is the thing that helps women overcome that barrier.
Definitely. And even if you're not going to start your own business, getting that kind of confidence, mm-hmm. even so much the guys will go in there and ask for that raise. And if you want it, go out there and ask for it. You're not going to mm-hmm. wait and keep waiting for it because they won't get given to you. It just won't happen.
Exactly.
It won't be handed to you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned role models and mentors. How important is that as growing your career as an entrepreneur?
I think it's critically important. Although, of course, there are plenty of women who have started businesses and grown them successfully with no mentors and no role models. So let's own that. But thankfully, we're to the point now where we can have that. We're not searching in the dark for role models. I mean, I threw out Sarah Blakely. You've got Oprah Winfrey. You've got Martha Stewart. We have big, big names. But, not everybody is ever going to be at that level, nor do you perhaps want to be. There are fantastic role models and mentors available locally. And if you're in Atlanta or wherever you are, you can find these people. And I think that finding somebody who can give you a hand, and again, remembering one of my top questions I get asked is, where do I find a mentor? Where do I find a mentor? And I'm like, I need to know what you mean by mentor, because if you're just looking for somebody to give you free help with your business,
that's not
really what a mentor is, right?
Right.
And, there are organizations that can do that for you, but a mentor is going to be more of a reciprocal relationship. So someone that you can provide support to as well, and you can make those connections. And sometimes that mentorship is as simple as somebody that you can send an email every once in a while and say, hey, can I bounce an idea off of you? Hey, can we have a coffee every once in a while? Just having that kind of support is great. Mm-hmm. But then connecting with people that you can actually pay to help with your business is going to make a huge difference in being able to grow your business.
Awesome. I love that. So meetings is a big part of about Ladies at Launch. How do you facilitate those and where do you have them?
Well, we have meetings all over town. We have our workshops and we have networking meetings. We try to always have an educational component to whatever we're doing with our meetings. And we're very much a relationship building kind of event. So, when it comes to networking, there's two types. There's transactional, which is, again, business cards. Let's all shove business cards. And that's fine. We need that. How are we ever going to get clients, right?
Exactly.
But the core business building type of connection is that relationship. They call it relational networking. And that's really what we try to do at Ladies Who Launch. We provide that opportunity for you to have a chance to meet everybody in the room, to talk. It's going to be more about getting to know people to understand them, perhaps not for the one-on-one transaction, although that happens, but for that long-term relationship where perhaps down the road you'll do business, you'll be able to refer, you'll be able to say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to do a website. And I go, oh, I know just the person to send you to, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's that sort of opportunity with information that can help you with your business. So we have at least one meeting a month. Like I say, we have them at venues all over town. And so if you come to ladieswholaunch.com/Atlanta, you can see our regular monthly schedule.
Do you know when the next event's going to be?
Our next event is actually not until July. We're taking the month of June off. It'll be July 16th. It's actually in Duluth this time. It's a little bit up north at a co-working space called The Work Spot. And so it's a two-hour meeting.
It's a great space.
And it's a fun space. It's very creative. It's collaborative. Mm-hmm. 2 hours. And it's only $15 to come. And we will, we'll be talking about core messaging and how to develop a core message that is unique to your business.
Well, that is very, very important. Without that core message, everything sort of falls apart mm-hmm. once you start scaling up. We were talking about naysayers earlier, and I don't think there's more naysayers when you mentioned that you were writing a book. So let's talk about that. So I know you're in the process of doing that.
Yes, and the chief naysayer is me, because I've been working on this book for about 10 years, so let's through various iterations. But yeah, so I'm writing a book called The Curvy Entrepreneur, and it comes out of my experience in association with my entrepreneurial experience. I've been a body image expert, and you can't see me, but I'm a big curvy girl and I'm proud of it. But it's taken me a long time to be able to say that and to get comfortable in my own skin and to be confident enough to go out and not be constantly thinking about what I look like. because I like looking cute and I want, you know, I want to go out and have fun. So, you know, over the years, what I noticed in working with women in an entrepreneurial space is that a lot of the body image issues that I would talk to women about relationships and so forth, it's showing up in business. And so I decided that I'm like, you know what, this is my passion. This is the thing that I want to help women to do. Over the years, I know some basics that entrepreneurs need, but let's talk about that confidence that comes. And it's really not about your size. Most women, we've been programmed to feel like there's something deficient in the way we look.
Definitely.
And so I see it show up so often when we're at an event and it's time to take pictures. Let's all take pictures. No, don't take my picture. Half the room's like, no, don't put me in the picture. And then they will finally relent if you promise not to tag them on Facebook.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, do you realize what you're losing by not putting your face out there, by not letting people know who you are and connecting with you? There are women that won't even get a headshot for their business because they want to wait till they, you know, till they look better, till they've lost weight, you know, whatever. And it's like you realize if you get a good headshot, people like you, you can make money, then you can go do whatever, go get a new headshot, right? But it's that sort of thing where really we're holding ourselves back, waiting, right? We're waiting. So that's what the Curvy Entrepreneur is really going to address, is how is that mindset approach of, you know, what can you do to feel confident? How do you get confident getting your picture taken, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How do you get confident going to an event and meeting people,
right,
when you're worried that everybody's going to be judging you? And I promise you, nobody's judging you.
Not at all. They're thinking about themselves.
Everybody is worried about themselves. It's exactly right. And if they are judging you, who cares?
Right.
So, you know, it's like how do you get over that? And then what are great business principles that I've learned over the years that can really help anybody in business? So it's that intersection of body image and business.
Definitely. We do that too with launching. We're like, well, I want my website to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I want my business card to be perfect.
Right.
I have to get my, you know, headshot finished, and mm-hmm. and then you're just sitting there waiting and waiting for this perfect
Definitely.
Moment that's never going to come.
Yeah. And I mentioned video before, and video mm-hmm. is so important in this day and age mm-hmm. on websites.
I feel a little differently about video. I'm a radio person, I think.
I got a face for radio.
On TV or on the, I flush, like I get nervous instantly the other way around.
And see, the Curvy Entrepreneur would tell you, you know what, that's okay, you can get used to that.
Yes,
and maybe that's just your thing, right? Maybe you're just that flushing girl, and they'll be like, I like that flushing girl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are the things that draw us to people. What makes YouTube videos popular is not that they're slick models, is that they're normal human beings.
They're real. Well,
I did a video last week and it went really well. I was very proud of myself.
That's good.
Well, also, women and guys do the same thing, but they have to realize this is business. This isn't dating.
Exactly.
You don't have to take this person home, or you're not trying to sleep with this person. So you're trying to do business, and business is all up here. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah,
and it's very true. Right, and these great, fantastic technological channels that are open to all of us now at really low rates. I mean, what a great time to be in business.
Right.
To have the tools that used to cost thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you can have for just a little bit of money. And it's the ability to be able to connect with your customer, connect with your client base, to connect in your industry by putting your face out there, your voice, your appearance is powerful, because we want to do business with people what we know, like, and trust, right?
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Angela, could you let our listeners know how to reach out to you for both of these? Or do you know when the book's going to be out?
I don't know when the book is dropping yet, because I'm still tweaking it. But anyway, hopefully by this fall, we'll have something out for you on Amazon. But in the meantime, you can come to ladieswholaunch.com/Atlanta. And if you just go to Ladies Who Launch, that's LAUNCH, you'll see Atlanta. You've got a little tab for Atlanta you can choose. You can also come to angelastallcup.com. That's my website where you can – it's actually an umbrella page.
And how do you spell Stallcup?
Stalcup. So I manage to have websites that are completely difficult to spell no matter what you're doing. And then I'll toss in the one with the Curvy Entrepreneur. Again, impossible to spell. I do have that URL, but I blog under the Curvy Life, and it's just curvylife.com. That's easy to spell.
That is very
easy. You can
easy.
Find that one if you can't find anything else, and you'll be able to connect to me anywhere else.
Well, that is awesome. Well, ladies, this has been a wonderful show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you guys back if you guys are doing anything
great.
New.
Sure.
Or if you guys have any interesting guests to send our way, that'd be awesome. Well, Jessica, do you have anything to update on your Ventrepreneurs group that I absolutely love?
Yes. Well, actually, I wanted to mention one thing. I initially met Desiree because she and I were both on a panel with Crave Atlanta.
Right. Okay.
And it was a panel on leadership. So it was the first time I spoke publicly. And she was so supportive. She helped me get through it. And now I'm the Atlanta city partner for Crave Atlanta, the group that we were speaking for.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's very
way
cool.
To
it's great to meet you in that way. And yeah. I also, my mentor is on the event chair for Alzheimer's Association gala that's coming up Saturday, June 15th, and it's a Dancing Stars of Atlanta theme. So there's going to be tons of dancers, and all of the participants are able to vote for each of the dancers as they do their performances. It's like $1 to vote. All the donations go to the charity. And I just wanted to mention that because
that's
Toni Mosseri
awesome.
Is...
Well, we had her on here. She was so delightful.
Yes, she's wonderful. She's one of my mentors.
Can I rig it if I really want a dancer? Can I vote hundreds of times?
Yes,
hundreds
I'm
of dollars?
Sure they would let you do that.
Okay. You know, with my big bank account here. Hundreds of dollars. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.